lightning has struck and ignited a tree as two dancers of the Co-Motion Dance Project play the role of campers who grab a bucket of water to put it out. We'll get to the conduction and convection later. Soon after the campers douse the flames, they're joined by a scientist, and they, and the audience, learn that fire is not all bad, and that it plays a role in the natural cycle of the woods.
Rip-roaring treetop fires burn bright and hot.
Lodgepole pines love this kind of fire. They make a special kind of cone, which needs fire to open. These serotonous cones are sealed in a waxy resin, which melts away in a hot fire.
Blackfeet singer-songwriter Jack Gladstone and his niece, actress Lily Gladstone, narrate parts of the performance, bringing in the story of how Native peoples used fire.
Fire belongs here. It ran free across this land long before people came.
And when the first people came, they used fire as their tool.
The program Fire Speaks the Land was written by director of the Co-Motion Dance Project, Karen Kaufman, and her husband, Steve Calling. Kaufman said it all started at Calling's Fire Lookout in the Clearwater National Forest in Idaho.
We were talking about fire ecology and the role that fire plays in the forest. And it was actually his idea, Steve Calling's idea, to create a dance that would be educational and informative while also being entertaining.
Kaufman is also a professor of dance at the University of Montana. She says they started running this program 3 years ago.
The choreography very much is linked to the narration. We're not pantomiming at all because dance is much more abstract, but there is a direct connection in our minds with the theme, with the movement.
Fire also spreads through conduction.
The dancers use a swaying, flowing movement to move up from a low position until they're reaching up high as a way to show how heat and fire move. Just a little refresher. Conduction, convection, and radiation are ways that heat is transferred. Conduction is through direct contact, convection through gas or liquid, and radiation through electromagnetic radiation.
Some fires are so intense, they throw waves of heat through space, causing objects that aren't even touching the fire to burst into flames.
The dancers bring the audience into the show to illustrate how radiation works. Each dancer does a series of movements, ending with her arms flung out wide to the crowd. The students then mimic the dance, flinging their arms back toward the stage at the end, shooting their energy right back at the dancer. Kaufman says the idea is to help understand concepts through movement.
So we're going past beyond the traditional, more didactic approaches to teaching, and using music and movement and lights and costuming and story to educate.
Elementary school science teacher Lori LePan says she's been working with 6th and 5th graders and kindergartners on fire ecology.
I was thinking about those radiation, convection, those concepts that when I showed them in particular to the kindergartners on a piece of paper, that it really meant nothing to them except they were big multisyllabic words, and now that they've seen them in action, I think we'll be able to go back and talk more about it with better understanding. It also makes me think of ways that I could teach those concepts in the future and make them a little more interactive for the students.
Kaufman says combining the arts and sciences is a good mix.
Very inspiring, both for educators who are excited about teaching in this format, and also to students who are learning things like about convection, conduction, radiation, and science concepts, the fire triangle, fuel, heat, and oxygen, through song and dance.
Kaufman says she and the dancers put together the choreography, and local musicians collaborated on the music. Katrin Fry reporting from Whitefish.
Oxygen.